The writer Anthony DeMello has written a set of little short stories that have, they're almost like parables, and one of my favorites is called Monkey Salvation for a Fish. And it tells the story of a monkey taking a fish and putting it up in a tree, and someone asks the monkey, "Why did you do that?" And the monkey says, "To save it from drowning." Trying to live for God, made in God's image, while being made in human flesh and living in a human world can make us feel like we're a fish taken out of the water. At some point, the things that we think will save us actually may turn out to harm us. We find a little evidence of that in the story of Mary and Martha in the Gospel today. This is a story that appears to take the spiritual dimension of life and put it ahead of the physical life. And it does in a way, but it also tells us that we need both. It is easy to read this story as saying that the physical, Martha's doing, is inferior to the spiritual, Mary's being. But there is a danger here, which even was one of the major heresies of the early church, and that heresy was seeing physical things as inherently evil and spiritual as the only good. This is a dangerous and heretical idea to ascribe negative connotations to all of the physical, because our faith is lived out perfectly in Jesus Christ, and it is an incarnational faith. The living out of God's image in human flesh means that we do not see the flesh as evil, but as simply the way that we are called to live for God. We can go back to the very beginning of our scriptures and find evidence that we are supposed to do both, to live in the physical and in the spiritual. If you're not aware, in Genesis, there are two creation stories. One begins with Genesis 1:1, and the second different story begins in Genesis 2, verse 4. The first story says this: "Then God said, 'Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness.' So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them." That's in Genesis 1. But in Genesis 2, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man." Look at the order of the two stories. In Genesis 1, we are made in God's image. In Genesis 2, we are made out of something mortal, out of the dust of the earth. But both stories made the cut. Both stories are included in our stories of beginnings. So we are both spirit and flesh. We are both Mary and Martha. Again, the lesson here is not the evil of physical work and the world, but the danger of doing the physical without the foundation of the spiritual. We have this story of Martha and Mary. I think it's no accident that Luke positioned it between the Good Samaritan and "Lord, teach us how to pray." We have bookends there to say, how are we to live and how are we to relate to God? And it's lived out in Martha and Mary. To live out our faith as Jesus did in human flesh and actions, that is what we are called to do. We are to be guided and inspired and moved by our relationship with God. The work given to us by God is worship of God and care of neighbor. And Jesus is the perfect model for that blend. In Colossians, we hear Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible. We are to emphasize both the visible and the invisible, both the divine and the human. So how do we do the work given to us by God and glorify God instead of ourselves when we do these things on earth? The answer is in our gospel story today. We spend time with Jesus, what is called the better part, chosen by Mary. Intimacy with God, after all, is our ultimate goal and the end of human life. So if we first listen to God by sitting at Jesus' feet, all of human life becomes holy. There would be no tension between the physical and the spiritual if we consulted God before we did the physical things. Part of this equation, though, is that we have to let go of things that we thought would save us, our own Martha-like activity, and remember we are saved only by the grace of God. That would mean something very difficult for many of us, which would be stopping the self-centered busyness and beginning with God always. If Jesus is our model and Jesus is our priority, we love others by imitating him. We embrace the leper and all of those devalued by human beings. We respond with love and forgiveness, even to those who hurt us. Remember our creation stories. We were made first in God's image. In a sense, we sat at the feet of God like Mary did with Jesus. Then we were connected to the earth, like the human activity of Martha. Doing is not evil, but it must be consecrated. It must be made holy by guidance and tenderness learned from Jesus. It must be done out of unconditional love, not our need to save ourselves or prove ourselves or earn our salvation. If we're not careful, the things we think will save us can actually turn out to harm us. If we think our activity saves us, we become lost. We have projected human frameworks onto spiritual matters. We have killed what we tried to save, sacrificed the incarnational dimension of our life with Jesus. So unless we put Christ first, we have given up the better part of what we were created to be, the image of God made in human flesh. If we don't live it out, we will turn out to be just as effective as a fish out of the water.